Now this effort in planning and verification is going to impact your design. First of all, it may require some additional features to have access to internal nodes. You, at the system, unfortunately, you're so far removed from the particular blocks that are eventually implementing the function, that you might not be able to set up the conditions that you want, to control the nodes that you want, or to observe them so that you can have a definite answer whether you have a success or failure. You know, the one thing that is the most unnerving is when you have no failures. You cannot prove that nothing failed. So you have to have a way of doing diagnostics, and that can be through adding diagnostic pins, and those will only help once you do the physical system integration, if you have diagnostic pins. Or it could be simply to bring some internal state, some key internal state register through the CPU interface. It will allow you to set some state. Maybe you have a huge state machine that has a 32-bit counter to recirculate the value. We had a system like that. We wanted to have a unique timestamp that would last for almost forever. Well, we wanted to test the rollover of the 32nd bit. Well, we had to have something so that the register could be set from the CPU. Totally irrelevant and normal operation, but for testing, it was key. So we had to influence the design. Status bits, able to monitor what state things are. Were we successful in setting the system in the state that we thought it would be? Or internal self-test, might have to have access to that too. If all else fails, you can control the bits using, for example, boundary scan. Ooh, but you have to. If you have to, you have to. It also requires a shift in emphasis. You need to promote verification as an integral part of your system design, an integral part of your architectural design. Verification has to be addressed at the implementation stage.